Section 2. Georgia's Geographic Regions. Based on its landforms, the natural features of a land surface, Georgia is divided into five distinct regions: the Appalachian Plateau, the Valley and Ridge, the Blue Ridge Mountains, the Piedmont, and the Coastal Plain. Each region has soil, physical features, and climate that influence its history and impact where and how people live and earn their living. Appalachian Plateau Region. The Appalachian Plateau is in the northwest corner of the state and is the smallest of Georgia's five geographic regions. It is on the western edge of the Appalachian Mountains, an eastern mountain chain that extends from Georgia to Maine. The Appalachian Plateau region is where the borders of Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia come together, sometimes called the Tag Corner. The land of the Appalachian Plateau consists mainly of limestone, a rock of calcium in various forms. Erosion or wearing away of the limestone has resulted in the formation of many caves in this region. Underneath the Appalachian Plateau is a large coal field and a thinner layer of iron ore. As a result, mining was a major occupation for the people living in this region for almost 150 years. The climate of the Appalachian Plateau region consists of hot, humid summers and mild winters. Due to poor soil, few crops grow in the region. Some crops that can be found are wheat, corn, soybeans, and apples. The Appalachian Plateau contributes to Georgia's economy through tourism and forestry. Valley and Ridge Region. The area just east of the Appalachian Plateau is the Valley and Ridge Region, also called the Ridge and Valley Region, named for its landforms. The long ridges of mountains have equally long valleys in between. These valleys and ridges parallel each other. They look like a series of parallel straight lines running on a slant. The whole formation runs diagonally across the northwest part of the state, from the southwest toward the northeast. A portion of the Appalachian Mountains is located in this region. Harder rocks formed the ridges, while softer rocks in between eroded due to rain and wind to create the valleys. These valleys, which are 700 to 800 feet above sea level, contain fertile land for farming. The streams and roads in this region run along the valleys. In some places, roads cut across the ridges to link the valley roads. A fault system divides this region from the mountains in the state's northeast portion. A fault is a break in the Earth's crust that occurs when one part of the Earth's surface folds or is thrust up over the surface next to it. The climate of the Valley and Ridge region is similar to the Appalachian Plateau region, with hot, humid summers and not too cold winters. Fertile valleys support the growing of corn, soybeans, wheat, cotton, and apples. The main industries in the region include farming, timber, and the production of textiles and carpets. Blue Ridge Mountains Region. The Blue Ridge Mountains region is in the northeast corner of Georgia and has the highest elevation, height above sea level, in the state. This region looks different from the Valley and Ridge region. The Blue Ridge Mountains region does not have the valley and ridges straight lines. The valleys in this region have a pattern that is more like the branches of a tree. In this region is Georgia's highest mountain, the 4,780-foot-high Brasstown Bald. The part of the Appalachian Mountain chain that runs through the region is called the Blue Ridge Mountains because of the bluish haze around the mountain peaks. The popular hiking path known as the Appalachian Trail begins in this region. Many of the roads of the region wind around valleys and streams, where road building is easier than it is higher on the mountains. Rapid streams and beautiful waterfalls flow throughout the mountains as water travels down the mountains and over the rocks. The mountain's elevation ranges from about 1,600 feet to over 4,700 feet. This means the weather is usually cooler here, making Georgia's mountains an attractive summer retreat. The climate in the Blue Ridge Mountains has warm summers, mild winters, and consistent rainfall. The steep slopes, climate, and soil conditions limit agriculture. However, some crops can grow here, including apples, peaches, grapes, corn, and vegetables. This region receives the highest precipitation in Georgia, with over 80 inches of rain per year. Rainfall increases with elevation because mountains force air to rise faster and higher than it would over flat land. This cools the air and causes moisture to condense into rain. Due to the rainfall, major rivers, including the Chattahoochee and Savannah rivers, begin here. In the 1800s, Georgians found gold that could be mined in these mountains, leading to the country's first gold rush near Dahlonega. As settlers streamed into the mountains, the Cherokee people, who had been there for generations, were forced out. Marble is also found in the mountains and eventually became an important part of the region's economy. In the 20th and 21st centuries, tourism has become an important source of income. Today, tourists come to the mountains to hike the trails, raft and canoe in the lakes, rivers, and streams, observe the wildlife, and enjoy the beautiful changing colors of the hardwood trees in autumn. Piedmont region. Many of Georgia's people live in the Piedmont region of the state, which lies between Georgia's mountains and its coastal plain. Piedmont means foot of hills, and rolling hills characterize this region. Underlying some areas of the Piedmont is granite, which can be mined for tombstones, buildings, statues, countertops, and more. Occasionally, the granite extends above the ground, as it does at Stone Mountain, located east of Atlanta. The soil in some parts of the Piedmont is clay. Iron oxide gives some of that clay a red color, for which the area is well known. Rivers flow through all areas of the Piedmont. Most begin in the north and flow southeasterly toward the Atlantic Ocean. However, the Chattahoochee flows southwesterly and then south to the Gulf of Mexico. The Piedmont region has hot, humid summers and mild to cool winters. This makes the region suitable for growing corn, soybeans, wheat, and cotton. Fertile topsoil in many areas made farming important in the region for over 300 years. The many poultry industries based in this region serve as a large revenue source for the state. At the southern edge of the Piedmont is the Fall Line, a natural boundary that separates the Piedmont and coastal plain regions. Here, the narrower rivers that have headwaters in the north flow over the last hard rock of the Piedmont, creating waterfalls and rapids. As they pour onto the softer and sandier soils of the coastal plain, the rivers spread out and become wider and slower. They sometimes have large curves or may flow east-west for a distance as they cut through the land. Long ago, the Fall Line marked the shore of the Atlantic Ocean. The ground north of the Fall Line has clays and sometimes granite. South of the Fall Line, the ground is more porous, often sandy. Rivers flow to the Atlantic Ocean from the Fall Line without further obstacles. That meant goods could be easily shipped downriver. Many of Georgia's important cities are located along the Fall Line: Augusta on the Savannah River, Milledgeville on the Oconee River, Macon on the Ocmulgee River, and Columbus on the Chattahoochee River. Fur traders, farmers, craftsmen, and factory owners carried their products to the docks of these cities for shipment down the rivers to port cities. From there, the products made their way to markets far away. Coastal Plain Region. Georgia's largest and southernmost geographic region is the Coastal Plain, which is further divided into the Inner Coastal Plain and Outer Coastal Plain. Once underwater until the Atlantic Ocean receded, the Coastal Plain region now covers the state's southern half. The Upper Coastal Plain has the Fall Line sandhills at its northern border. The soil underneath the region is porous limestone, which holds rainwater for drinking, agriculture, and industry. This formation is one of the largest sources of fresh water east of the Mississippi River. The Coastal Plain's climate consists of hot, humid summers and cool winters. The fertile soil in the Upper Coastal Plain produces peanuts, peaches, Vidalia onions, corn, and cotton. The Lower Coastal Plain is flat and low, with marshy areas near the coast. These marshes are low-lying wet areas that often have grasses growing in them. The Lower Coastal Plain includes Georgia's coast. the islands between the coast and the open Atlantic Ocean, and the Okefenokee Swamp. The deep water ports of Savannah and Brunswick lie in this geographic region. The state's pulp and paper industry is located in the coastal plain. Pulp, made from breaking down the fibrous parts of plants, is the main ingredient in paper making. Areas around the coast have commercial fishing and seafood processing. Tourism and recreation also contribute to the state's economy. These five geographic regions make Georgia an interesting state. There are many different kinds of plants, animals, and landscapes to view and study. With such varied geographic regions, Georgians have had many ways of earning a living, depending on which region of the state they call home. Nature has also provided great beauty in the land, from the mountains to the ocean. Georgians have many opportunities for learning, recreation, and retreating to the natural world.